Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. As part of the nationwide commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting in India, Akashvani Kohima organized a marathon this morning. The event saw participation from students of 6 government high schools in Kohima, running from Old MLA Hostel Junction till High School Junction. The event was flagged off by Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem. The DC said,
"Today, it's a marathon of voices, music, bringing news and stories to millions. It's celebration of 90 years of public service, unity through sounds. So, my best wishes to Akashvani for many more decades of public service, innovations and news that connects all of us."
The closing ceremony was graced by the Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Government of Nagaland, Kethosithio Sekhuse. Apart from government school students, staff of Akashvani Kohima also took part in the event. Nagaland has recorded a high level of income inequality, with the top 5% of households earning a significantly larger share of the state's income compared to the bottom half of the population, according to the report on income disparity in Nagaland released in March this year by the State Economics and Statistics Department. The report revealed that the state's Gini coefficient stands at 0.46, indicating a wide income gap across Nagaland. While rural areas recorded a coefficient of 0.42, urban areas registered a slightly higher 0.44, showing that income disparity remains prevalent in both sectors. The findings further showed that the bottom 50% of households received only about 18% of the total income of the state, whereas nearly 21% of gross income is concentrated among the top 5% of households. In terms of average monthly earnings, the top 5% receive around 71,028 rupees, while the bottom 50% earn an average of only 1,639 rupees per month. The survey carried out between October and December 2024 covered 4,396 households across the state, including 1,315 urban households from 60 wards and 3,080 rural households from 140 villages. Among the districts, Longland recorded the highest income inequality with a Gini coefficient of 0.492, while PECT registered the lowest disparity at 0.366. In both rural and urban categories, Longland recorded the highest inequality, whereas Zunibuto showed the lowest income disparity. In a major effort to preserve and promote the cultural heritage of the indigenous tribes of the state, the Nagaland Indigenous Tribes Cultural Resource Center was opened in Kohima yesterday. Constructed at a total cost of 1,283.08 lakh rupees, the project received a central share of 583.54 lakh rupees, while the state government contributed 699.54 lakh. Speaking at the inaugural program, Advisor of Art and Culture and Treasuries and Accounts and MLA, K. Kongam Konyak said, "The center reflected a thoughtful and forward-looking vision aimed not only at preserving traditions, but also at creating a living cultural space where heritage could be practiced and passed on to future generations." He added that the center would promote mutual respect, understanding, and unity among the people. The building will house cultural spaces for 15 tribes of Nagaland to showcase their distinct identities through art, craft, music and storytelling. It will also accommodate the district museum, district library and the office of the district cultural officer, among others. The fifth edition of the Cucumber Festival was held yesterday at Aliba Village under Mokokchung District, showcasing the success of off-season cucumber cultivation and promoting sustainable agricultural practices in the state. Gracing the festival, Director Agriculture and SNO ATMA Sanuzo Nyenu said that the festival is not merely a celebration of a crop, but a celebration of resilience, innovation and community spirit. He noted that Aliba Village has demonstrated what determination and collective effort can achieve, adding that what began as an experimental effort has today become a model of success in off-season cucumber cultivation.
determination aro apni khang laga innovative effort ininga kurine uthado sob manugi bi khali de na hoy khali bi itu dusra jaga alag alag khan bi ininga jani jado bisi khushi paase and I want to congratulate the pioneer of this cucumber.
Encouraging farmers to strengthen their farming systems, he urged farmers to adopt good agricultural practices, organic and natural farming methods, and promote branding of products as organic or natural or chemical-free to secure better market opportunities. He further suggested expanding the successful Aliba farming model to other villages across Nagaland while promoting branding, packaging, processing, digital marketing, and agri-entrepreneurship among the youths. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.